All right, today we are talking all things card trimming, card cleaning, card polishing, card whatever it is to improve the grade and make more money. Because, yeah, I guess in the hobby today, that's pretty much what it's all about. Man, hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, listen, the way the hobby is now, like, a lot of people have really benefited. A lot of people have been hurt by it, too, because of poor decisions. But it's just kind of the way it is right now. Go to any length possible to improve your card grade so you can make more money and get more clout on the internet. That's my take on it right now. So if you're not familiar with what card altering and trimming and all that kind of stuff is, we will talk about that here in just a little bit. But you may have seen that Victor Wembanyama Black Prism that got a PSA 10. The guys that got it graded were at PSA's home office doing this card unveiling. And they give a shout out to Kurt's Card Care, who basically sells, you know, cleaning services and products. And you should check out their website. They've actually got a decent website there. It seems like he, you know, is providing a good service for the hobby. And anyway, they give him a shout out there while they're finding out what the grade of this card is. And if you're not familiar with this card, it's either the most important card of his or one of the most important cards for Victor Wembanyama. So it's a big deal. It's probably a six-figure card to somebody who makes up a number for that. So anyway, they give him a shout out there. So it's almost like basically you're in school and you just took the test and then you're giving a shout out to your buddy Johnny who gave you the test answers before the test, right? So like you probably don't want to be doing that. Imagine PSA hearing that and just absolutely squirming in their chairs. But anyway, so that's what happened. That's kind of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, hey, you know, what is it? Is it okay? And I'll give you my take on it. And hey, we'll play kind of devil's advocate, I guess, on card cleaning services, I guess you could say. What I do for my cards is I do what PSA allows me to do. I basically can use a microfiber and wipe off fingerprints, essentially, or dust or whatever it is from the surface of your card. That's pretty much all that I do for any card that I am submitting to PSA for grading, okay? That's what they allow you to do. That's all I do, okay? I don't have any experience with any trimmers or any of that kind of stuff, so I can't really speak on exact experience from there. But if you go on the internet, you can see a whole bunch of videos on people show you how to do it, kind of more in depth on kind of what it is. And again, you can get more information on that from YouTube, all right? So according to PSA, all right, this is directly from PSA. PSA will not grade cards which bear evidence of trimming, recoloring, restoration, or any other forms of tampering or of questionable authenticity. All right. So the guys that got this card graded, obviously they did one of those things, it seems like. So should this card be decertified, meaning PSA no longer has it in their database? I don't know. But that's not really what we're going to talk about today. So card altering and cleaning. What is it? All right. So this can include many different things. And we're not going to get too deep into the weeds here, but basically trimming up of the edges, okay? Cutting off a little piece there to make it look a little bit sharper. Edges is something that PSA will look at as far as counting towards your grade. Maybe using a tool to flatten out your corners. Again, corners are big with PSA, so you want obviously straight corners. And then maybe using some sort of cleaning device or service or polish or something like that to clean your surface. You want to get rid of scratches and all that kind of stuff to improve your surface grade. Obviously, you can't really affect the centering unless you trim a card, and that's another reason why people do that as well. You'll see PSA slabs that'll say altered on there. That's basically when PSA has said, hey, listen, we know this card is altered, but we're still going to put it into a slab. So is this okay? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Here's my take on it. I'm just going to kind of play devil's advocate on this kind of whole area of the hobby here. This has been going on for quite some time. Any knucklehead will tell you that. PSA knows it goes on. And you know, my whole take on this, first, PSA is going to have some sort of policy on this just because they're going to try to deter it as much as they can. They got to have some policy to save face on it. So they do have that one, which I kind of read to you there at the beginning. My whole take on this is, listen, why have a policy if you can't actually enforce it? It's like having a law that says you can't wear your shoes inside your house. Well, how are you going to ever enforce that law, right? So what's the point of having it? If PSA can't prove that you are using polishes or these sprays or whatever it is, then I guess why have a lawn? I mean, this kind of playing devil's advocate here. I mean, why have it? I know they're doing it because they're trying to deter people from doing it because they want the card to be as it is coming out of the pack. And, you know, that's what most, I say, hobby purists probably want as well. But like I said, if you can't prove it, then why have a law against it, I guess. So with that being said, my main concern of a grading card company such as PSA is that they do one of two things. It's basically, I want them to catch fake cards. That's kind of the main thing that I really enjoy using PSA for, especially on older cards that I maybe don't have a whole bunch of experience on. For example, like a 1986 Fleer. Right, those are, I don't want to say commonly fake, the Jordan certainly is, but any cards that we saw from a signing, like those were like in PSA slabs. Like, I'm paranoid about those. I want to make sure we are getting authentic cards, especially on older ones that can potentially be faked, right? And I want them to do authenticate autographs. Hey, let's put the real autographs in slabs and let's not put the real autographs not in slabs, all right? That's pretty much the goal of why I like using PSA. Yes, the grades that they give do help the monetary value of that. But for the older stuff, I want to make sure that, hey, listen, when I'm sending a 1961 Jerry West a Fleer card to you, I want to make sure that, yes, this is authentic. Good. All right. Hey, the grade when the auto was 9, whatever. I just want to make sure that we put it in a slab. And that's why I like using the full service slabs and not those trading card slabs, which do not authenticate the card. Grading, of course, has gone bananas due to the resale value. I talked about that a little bit, and that's why a lot of people are using these type of services like Kurt's Card Care. If they can improve your grade on a card from a 9 to 10, we're talking big money depending on which card it is. This Black Prism right here, 101, I believe, so I don't know how much a 10 versus a 9, how much that's going to affect the value. Obviously, there's only one. But obviously, it's going to increase the value if it's more of a 10, okay? Now, of course, if you're doing base cards, obviously a difference between a 10 and a 9 is going to be a big difference. For example, Zion's 248 Prism card, all right? Or it used to be, at least. Not so much anymore because 40,000 of those things have been graded. So, look, I'm going to look at this if this was my card and kind of go through those things that PSA talked about and kind of what I would happen to it if it was my card. So trimming, I am 100% against that. I want the card to be in its original size from the manufacturer, okay? That is 100%. I do not want that if this was a card that I was owning, all right? Coloring, PSA talks about that too. I definitely don't want any coloring. You would be using that if like you had a white corner or some sort of spot where the color was faded or missing, and you would want to color it in to make sure that you you know, your card had a better eye appeal. Definitely don't want that, okay? I'm 100% against that for sure. Straightening your corners with a tool. I believe Kurt's Card Care has this tool that they sell, and I believe they also do that as part of their services. This is a tough one because you can't really prove that anybody did it without a sort of video evidence. I'm kind of on the fence on it. I think I'm kind of okay with it. You know, we've all had cards where the corner was kind of, at least the top part of the corner was kind of folded over. And if you take your finger and you push it back over there, the color kind of goes back over there. It's not completely put back together, but it's better than what it was. So I'm probably okay with it. But again, I'm kind of on the fence on it, but you can't really prove that someone used that. Polishes and sprays. Again, something else I'm on the fence on. I'm okay with the microfiber stuff, wiping off fingerprints and dust and all that kind of stuff. No problem with that at all. I would probably have to say I'm against the polishes, mainly because you're adding something to the card that's kind of a foreign substance. But again, it's hard to be able to prove that. How would you do that if you're a PSA besides some sort of, I guess, chemical test on the card, which of course you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be ruining someone's card. So I would probably be against using any polishers or sprays, any foreign substance on the card. But again, my whole point is, hey, listen, if you can't prove that someone did it, why have a law against it? But again, there's multiple ways you can look at that. But again, the main thing that I like using the card grading companies for are two things. One, make sure it's a real card. And two, make sure it's a real autograph, because obviously we're submitting autographs and all that kind of stuff. We want PSA to say, yes, this is an authentic autograph and that the card is real. That's why I use that full service PSA slab and not that trading card slab. But again, this stuff is worth so much money in this hobby nowadays. And I think that it definitely, and this is going to be a topic for maybe another video, has the values of stuff going up in the hobby helped or hurt the hobby? And I think it's definitely hurt it in some aspects, and I think we'll talk about that. But I mean, there's so much money to be made now, everybody's going to push the envelope. And this is probably just a small tip of what we know that actually does happen. And I'm sure there's stuff that's flying through PSA that they have had no idea that is actually going on. So PSA is in a tough position. I know that they try to do the best they can. I think they posted something recently on their social media that said a card grader looks at 13,000 or so cards before they're actually allowed to kind of go out on their own and start grading cards and have those actually put in the PSA system. And PSA just redid their website. So I know that they're trying to make things easier and better for collectors. And they're really limited on kind of some things that they can do. But it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this Victor Wembanyama thing. I mean, it really is like telling the teacher right after you took the test, hey, listen, by the way, Johnny gave me all the answers. And that's why I did so well. So I don't know. The hobby is so much fun. I really enjoy all these knuckleheads in here. I'm probably one of them too. But it's just, there's so much drama and people take it way too seriously sometimes. But it certainly is fun. There's always something around the corner that is popping up that we can always talk about on the show. So again, don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, you can be followed on Instagram at powersautographs. But let me know. I don't know if I'm right or wrong in this. This is just kind of my initial opinion. But you let me know in the comments what you guys think about the situation and what your thoughts are on, you know, the trimming and the cleaning of sports cards. See you guys on the next episode.